$600 stimulus checks, more jobless aid, PPP and EIDL help for small businesses, fishing industry aid, money for schools and childcare, and funds for vaccine distribution are all now in the pipeline. House Democrats were trying to boost the $600 checks to $2,000, but the GOP-controlled Senate was not expected to take that up this year. Congresswoman Amua Amata-Radowagin commented earlier.
This one is focused on health care and small business funding. American Samoa will not be left out.
And it isn't. Residents will receive checks up to $600 each that President Trump wanted increased to $2,000, while dependents will also receive $600. Jobless aid will be extended through March 14th and the rental eviction ban through January 31st. Forgivable PPP small business loans that put some $24 million into American Samoa's businesses and more through EIDL loans will be renewed. Millions more will flow to safely reopen schools, vaccine distribution, virus testing, airlines and airports, and rural broadband. There's $614 million for nutrition help for American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and the Northern Marianas, plus $300 million to help the fisheries industry. The agency spending part of the package has a 3% pay raise for the military and boosts ASG operations funding by $500,000 sought by Congresswoman Amata, $3 million above Interior's request. American Samoa's economic development credit, key for the local cannery and fishing jobs, is included in a tax extenders bill. This is Matt Kay reporting for KHJ News from Washington, D.C.